And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so the Colbert conundrum. Stephen Colbert, show being canceled. What does this mean? Is this the end of the world? Is nighttime TV, late night TV, is it gone? Is it history? Is it toast? Is it falling to the annals of obscurity? Luann from Huntsville just texted in. She says, Phil, nobody's watching the Mockingbird media. First, Trump, Mockingbird media. Interesting. The Mockingbird media says, first, Trump defunds PBS and NPR, both mouthpieces for the left. Next, corporate media leaders have now realized late night platforms have become antiquated in the on-demand world. I love it, she said. Now RFK Jr. would just ban drug commercials. That would be the best. Listen, man, that's coming, by the way. I would love that. One less Ozempic commercial, please. What's the one, too? There's one where they, it's so embarrassing, they dance and they, anyway, I don't know. I don't
watch much cable TV anyways.
Well, okay. So you're not my target audience on this question.
No.
Then. All right. But hey, listen, let's talk about this. The Colbert conundrum. Stuff happens, right? Listen. There's an entire audience out there that remembers Johnny Carson. Look, I love Johnny Carson. And I was a kid. I love Johnny Carson. Do you know in 1992, when Johnny Carson had his last night on TV after decades of just nailing it every single night? I mean, the guy was just funny. He was. You watched the show and you were entertained. You got to see the crazy interviews. There were certain things you began to expect, you know, shtick that he would have every time. And Johnny Carson, though, he could joke about something you cared about and you were never offended. I mean, Carson was the master at being able to poke fun at everybody and nobody all at the same time. He didn't get political, and he actually said that he didn't get political on purpose. You know why? Because that way, there was no way that he was going to lose an audience to something as benign and sometimes as trivial as politics. Not no mo in the polarized environment that we find the media in so often these days. They are willing to go ahead and just trash more than half the nation. I say more than half because think about it. I mean, literally, Colbert would go up every night and he would make just one slam after another about Trump and anybody who liked Trump or anybody who circled Trump, anybody who was in Trump's sphere, anybody who, you know, agreed with Trump, all of it. He would go constantly. I mean, I've got one article here in my stack of stuff that I'll get to in a minute, and the author of the article says he actually sat through Colbert one night, and the monologue contained five separate Trump jokes in a row. It was just like nonstop. He said, I finally turned it off. Think about it. If we won the electoral and the popular vote, the electoral college and the popular vote, we slammed it. We flipped more counties in California red than had been in years. We took the swing states. What this tells you is that the overwhelming majority of America is constantly getting insulted by these late-night platforms, Colbert being one of the chief among them. And so if every single night you're going to go out there and do that, well, I started to say a moment ago, think back. Johnny Carson, his last night on TV, an estimated 50 million people tuned in. I mean, that's epic scale. And I realize that was also his last night. I get it. But here most recently, Colbert was down to 1.7 million on a regular basis. Roughly 1.7 million according to the ratings. What does that tell you? He can't hold a candle to the guys that used to do it right. There was a huge amount of success in the past, which, you know, I get it. Things change. Maybe there's a new way of doing things. The new shtick is the best shtick. No, sometimes it's not, though. And Colbert just fooled around and found out. And now the left is having a complete meltdown over it. Why? Why would they have a meltdown? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll tell you right now, the reason why Colbert's gone is because of three things, two of which are tied together. I just mentioned one of them. People got tired of being insulted, which ties directly to number two, which is their ratings. Their ratings just sucked. Their ratings were in the tank. They were dropping like crazy. And then there's finances. You still got to run it like a business. If a show is on the air and nobody cares, then what have you really got? You've just got something occupying the airwaves. You're not doing anything of value. You're not bringing something that people want to even advertise on, because what happens is, like anything else, people find out where the trends are, where the people are, and that's where they'll place their ads. And guess what pays the bills? The ads. And so you've got just this weird cabal of things here. You've got the people getting tired of being insulted, meaning they quit turning it on. So you had a half the nation could care less about Colbert anymore. And then you had finances. And all said and done, it became a massive business decision. All right, so where are we on this? Well, late night television, according to investing.com. Investing.com says this, the CBS executive said in their statement that dropping the show was a purely financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. Okay, what's that mean? Well, being the late night format, the article points out, has been struggling for several years now. People are migrating to streaming. The younger audiences tend to watch, JP, watch YouTube and TikTok and whatever other.
I have TikTok, but I'm not doom scrolling on TikTok.
I'm sorry, did I offend you?
Yeah, you offended me a little bit, yeah.
Americans used to religiously turn on Johnny Carson or Jay Leno before bedtime, but yeah, advertising revenue for Colbert's show has dropped over 40% since 2018. The financial reality that CBS said prompted a decision to end the late night show. By the way, he's going to go all the way through May of next year, so he's got like 10 months left. So he's not done, but he's just not being renewed. One former TV network executive said the program was the casualty of the fading economics of broadcast television. Okay, look, here's a couple of stats for you. You ready? 15 years ago, The Tonight Show could earn upwards of $100 million a year in revenue generated. Recently, low, like I said, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, $40 million a year. That's a huge drop. The show's ad revenue plummeted to $70 million last year from $121 million in 2018. So, yeah, they were tanking, and the ratings for the show had peaked out at 3.1 million viewers back in 2017-18 and down to 1.9 this year. That's literally like a 45% drop in viewership, a 60% drop in revenue, and all said and done, it's not sustainable. Now, people are freaking out about this because of Trump. Why Trump? All right, we get back from the break. I'm going to give you the whole Trump analogy. Why they're sure. Why the left is absolutely sure that the Colbert conundrum can only be explained by the mean, evil orange man who swooped in to the private sector and unhinged the most popular of all late-night TV shows. Yeah, not really. But I'll tell you why they think that, and I'll give you the ways to refute it. So when you have those water cooler conversations, when you're talking to folks in Sunday school, when you're sitting there with a coworker and you got some downtime, you can say, hey, by the way, man, see that Colbert stuff? You know what I heard? Tell them. You'll be the genius at the table. I'm just saying. We come at you with facts and figures on this stuff. So yeah, the Colbert conundrum, it's real. And you know what it's based in? Trump derangement syndrome. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. Hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. So yeah, because it's always about the food, right? So I'm doing the first dipper here. I'm calling it the Colbert Conundrum. Get a few text messages real quick. Kim from Danville said, if I wanted a good night's sleep and not to go to bed mad, I couldn't watch Colbert show. Yeah, no doubt. Karen from Madison said, thanks for the birthday greeting per day from Capshaw's request. Says she loved the screaming goat too. Outstanding. Good stuff. Karen, happy birthday to you. And there it is. The goat says happy birthday again. So there you go. John from Huntsville says, Phil, all these late night shows should be called the Bash Trump late night shows. Also, David Letterman was the best late night host. No, David Letterman was not the best. It was Johnny Carson, I tell you. And then it was Jay Leno. Johnny Carson, then Jay Leno. Letterman was okay. Just okay. Letterman also got really weird towards the end, though. He was very moody, very temperamental. And I heard, too, that he kept the studio at 61 degrees. Like, people were freezing, but that was his preference, so his studio was just cold.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. because, I don't know, entitled? I don't know.
power move.
I guess. But yeah, so anyway. Hey, so by the way, Ken from Harvest checking in. He says, continuing from yesterday, they can replace Colbert with old Western movies like Open Range, Outlaw Josie Wales, Rio Bravo, True Grit, etc. That's taking yesterday and mashing it with today.
I like it.
I see what he did there. All right, so yeah, Colbert. What the heck, man? Why is he gone? Could it be? Did Trump get involved? Here's the reason why they say that. So Paramount Global is the parent company of CBS, right? And they've been in the middle of two things. One is they have been seeking a merger with the Federal Elections Communications Commission, the FCC. It's an $8.4 billion merger with Skydance Media. And they also just this month agreed to settle a lawsuit that was filed by Trump over the 60 Minutes interview that was edited with Kamala Harris. So two things are going on. They settled the lawsuit with Trump. By the way, a lot of people think Trump got paid. He didn't. He said, guess what you get to do with it? You can donate it to my library foundation. So the Trump libraries, that's got to burn. And they'll probably put up a plaque and say, thank you to Paramount Global in the library. The Paramount Global wing of the Trump library. That's awesome. But yeah, so two things happened. They were looking for approval for their merger, an $8.4 billion merger with the FCC. Well, that's federal. So people believe that when they get the approval, that means that Trump gave them a little something-something. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You're going to get rid of Colbert. You got it? Yeah. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. I mean, that's where we are. They think that Trump is such a mafia don that he's going to go, I will approve the $8.4 billion merger if you will buy a wing in my library. And you will, oh, by the way, get rid of Colbert. It's ridiculous, but that's what the left believes. They absolutely believe that a show that was losing $40 million a year, a show whose ratings had plummeted by less than half of what it used to be, a show that did not have followership because it was so busy insulting half of America, oh, more than half of America, that there you go. Well, all right, so I've got a piece here from Daily Wire that makes a couple of great points. I'll continue on before I get into who's saying what about other stuff. So the rise of Donald Trump. Daily Wire points out the rise of Donald Trump brought into the nightly shows the attacks on what amounts to attacks on over 77 million Americans every night. Every evening for years now, it says, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel subjected their audience to nonstop Trump bashing. Like he points out, most recently, a Colbert monologue. Talked about, and here's where I get to just say, oh boy, let's talk about Alabama. He says that a Colbert monologue, Trump sending the National Guard to California, he compared it to LBJ activating the National Guard during civil rights demonstrations in Alabama. Except that in that point, I'm sorry, the Guard was there to protect the protesters. Interesting. That's Colbert every night. Crickets. The only people who like that are the ones who lost the election. And the guy points out this article, and I agree with this. I'm willing to be entertained by a truly funny Trump joke. But the level of vitriol, I mean, it was obvious their disdain for the person that over half of American voters voted for was so deep he couldn't get out of it. His own Trump derangement syndrome is now sitting in a position of having crushed him. And oh, by the way, never forget that people don't mind tuning in for late night politics because the Gutfeld show on Fox is killing it. But you know what the difference is? First of all, Gutfeld's good. But secondly, people tune in expecting that. They tuned in for that. They tuned in to get some news and commentary with a bit of zing attached to it. They wanted that. When they go to things like Late Night with, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Late Night with Colbert, they're not looking for that. They're looking to see who his guest is that night. They're looking to see what actor is going to be there to try and pretend that they've got a big career going. They're going to look and see what band's going to show up and play a gig. They want to know the human interest stories. They don't want all the crap. Jimmy Kimmel's not happy, by the way. Even though this is his competition.
Jimmy Kimmel is almost as bad as Colbert. I'd say his head's on the chopping block next, figuratively.
I would not be a bit surprised, because I wouldn't be a bit surprised to also find out that his ratings are about the same.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Outkick has an article that I just picked up. Outkick says, it's been a heck of a week. Stephen Colbert fired by CBS, NPR and PBS defunded, and Shane Gillis angering all the libs on a Disney-owned network. He said they just win after win after win. But then he says one person who's not pleased, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's response was, you know, basically profanity-laced and says, you know, blank all of y'all over there at CBS and all you Sheldons at CBS, he said. Oh, there's a zinger. I bet his script writers had to work on that one for him for a while. But y'all, they're not done. They're banding together. Let TDS unite us. We shall go forward. We shall not stop. Writers Guild. The Writers Guild. This is like the union of script writers for late night TV and other things. The Writers Union wants the New York Attorney General Letitia James to probe why CNS canceled Late Show. You know what, though? It's Letitia James. She'll probably do it. If she's not in jail. She has a little issue going on right now. Apparently there's something about, oh, I don't know, mortgage fraud.
Adam Schiff is in the same boat now as well.
Go figure. Isn't that kind of how they caught Al Capone? Oh, that was taxes.
Yeah, I believe it was taxes.
Taxes, mortgage.
Yeah, I said, yeah, fraud is fraud.
Yeah, yeah. The Late Tonight Show, the statement put out by CBS is, we consider Stephen Colbert irreplaceable and we'll retire the Late Show franchise. In other words, we're retiring his number. It's all going away. We're not going to find a replacement. It's just done. Well, said he and the broadcast will be remembered in the pantheon of greats that grace late night television. This is a purely financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. The Writers Guild, though, says, here's their quote, quote, given Paramount's recent capitulation to President Trump, see? This is the Writers Guild. Their official statement names Trump as the reason why. The Writers Guild of America has significant concerns the Late Show's cancellation is a bribe, sacrificing free speech to curry favor with the Trump administration. In one sentence, they named Trump twice. The Writers Guild. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But then Hollywood's getting involved. Oh, for the love. Really? Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis. Who? Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, the actress used to be famous. Jamie Lee Curtis. Do you know what I'm talking about? Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Like I said, Jamie Lee Curtis. Her words are, she's really excited to be one of the last guests that's going to be scheduled on Colbert.
Oh, it's this lady. Gosh.
Just look her up?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not good.
Okay. And then she talks about NPR and her disdain for what she sees as Trump's efforts. So she's all about... She says, they cut NPR, and, you know, public broadcasting, they're just trying to silence people. That won't work. It won't work. We'll just get louder. No, actually, you won't.
And people won't listen, because you're not on TV anymore.
Nope, you're not. You're not. Listen, I got a little bit more on this. We'll wrap it up when I get back. Take some text messages. You want to text it in. What are your thoughts? Let me ask you this. How many of y'all sit around every night watching Stephen Colbert? I want to know how many ruffians in the world actually watch Colbert. Like, you look for it. Like, hey, Colbert's on. Do you do that? Or is it like a what kind of show to you? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just bulletproof influence, man. Bulletproof influence. That's what it is. All right. So I'm real quickly, I'll just get my last couple of comments and I'm going to the phones. So number one is an article from Hollywood Reporter. I was all over the place gathering resources for this one. Hollywood Reporter. Phil, did you go to Hollywood Reporter? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. Holding it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands, Hollywood Reporter says, "Yeah, what Trump probably just did because they blame Trump is made sure that Colbert is going to get an Emmy before he leaves." You know, it's almost like Emmys and Pulitzers and all of that, and Academy Awards and ESPYs and all of them. They're just, what do they mean now? You're woke enough.
Getting an Emmy for getting fired. Is pretty rich.
It is. That would be par. And then the last one, I'll tell you, New Republic, which is a liberal hack of an organization. All right. And Phil, did you go to New Republic? I did. I don't recommend that you do, but I did. Says that just days earlier, here's the thing. People are saying the whole thing, the Trump, all of it, the collusion, the whole thing is because just days before it was announced that he was being let go, Colbert actually openly mocked his own company, Paramount, for paying Trump the $16 million in the settlement. He called it a meritless lawsuit and basically said that it was, you know, a big fat bribe. So he calls out his own boss, his own company, and then everybody says, because he did that, that's why they fired him. His ratings were in the tank before that. Here's my question is, when did he learn that his show might be on the chopping block? I would bet it was before that night when he made that comment. I bet it was. Because these things don't happen overnight. These are boardroom moves. These are things that are part of agenda items. These are things that require numbers to be run. These are things that people spend time on. These are not to be taken lightly. You don't wake up one morning and go, how about we just get rid of Colbert today? It doesn't work like that. So my deep suspicion is he knew it before he insulted him. But there's some kind of a gag order on what he's allowed to say and when. Let me go to the phones because our phone number is working. Mark from Athens, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Senator Williams. I wanted to respond to your poll that you called before the commercial.
Yeah.
And that is, how many of your ruffians watch Colbert? Well, I hate to say it. I have never, ever watched a single Colbert, you know, show.
Right.
But I have seen a lot of clips on the Gutfeld show.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? If it winds up being fodder for Gutfeld, what does that tell you? That's perfect.
He gets more viewers watching his clips on Gutfeld than he does on his regular show.
That's perfect. Mark, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
That's, have a great day.
You too, man. That is probably true. Probably more people have seen Colbert because of clips on Gutfeld.
People are saying Colbert got fired. Who? Colbert?
What?
Who?
Is that the guy they show on Gutfeld sometimes?
Yeah.
The guy with the funny ear? That guy. That's him. Real quick, I'll take a few more text lines. I love having the phone number back, by the way. Badger from Athens says, I turned the channel when Colbert, Stewart, or Kimmel come on. I gave up on late shows when they all showed their true colors in the first Trump presidency. Yes. Alan from Tanner says, regarding the defunding of NPR, as I understood it, or understand it, federal funds only account for about 10% of their total revenue. Seems awfully odd that people are going to die for such a small amount of funding. I believe you said this before, but the free market dictates where people go to listen, not federal funding. Yes. Alan, you apparently are a listener. You are a right side ruffian. We believe in the free market. Yes, it is 10% of the funding. Let them go out and just go ahead and up their charitable giving if they want to. Raise the money, you guys. Or you know what? Maybe slim down your bloated organizations. How about that? Or here's an idea. Put on programming that people actually want to see, and maybe they'll flock to you. Just saying.
I don't mind my tax dollars funding a public radio thing that calls balls and strikes and is not liberal. Like, we're just pretty much paying for liberal indoctrination.
Oh, that's all it was.
Like, so if you want to come back to the center and be a little bit more objective.
Go figure.
Yeah, but of course not.
Not going to happen. Not in the current environment. Karen from Hickson, Tennessee says, my word, I gave up on late night TV after Carson and Bob Newhart left. Yes. So I don't waste precious time. That's why I listen to you, Phil. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate you more than you could know. David from Bucky's says, I quit watching late night TV on a regular basis after Johnny Carson and quit watching completely after Jay Leno. There you have it. Michael from Taft, Tennessee says, when Colbert comes on, I turn on Forged in Fire. I like Forged in Fire. You've never seen Forged in Fire. I saw the blank look come over. You got glazed.
Yeah.
Nope, Forged in Fire. That's where they bring in craftsmen from all over the nation, and they compete to actually make knives and other implements right there on the scene, like casting it. I mean, literally, just like hammers and anvils. Yeah.
Okay. I've seen clips. I have not seen full episodes. I've seen some clips before, yes.
It's amazing. Brent from Addison, Alabama. In fact, I've thought several times that would be a cool hobby I could get into. Mm. Where am I going to put it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Brent from Addison says, I'd rather watch paint dry. Okay. Don't read around the bush, man. Tell me how you feel. Anita from Hatton, Alabama says, I never had any desire to watch. There you go. And then Dave from Capshaw, Alabama again sends me a meme, and he says, Babylon Bee, in solidarity with Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel vows not to tell any funny jokes until the late show is reinstated. No fears, no worries. It wouldn't happen anyway. And then Jeff from Athens says, that's the only I've ever seen Colbert, too. Clips on Gutfeld. Confirmation. Mark and Jeff are confirming that, yes, they only see clips on Gutfeld. All right, you guys, that's enough of that. The Colbert Conundrum, you're welcome to comment on it as you come back into the next segment of the show. We're going to jump into here in a minute, though, the next topic, the next dipper, Ice Ice Baby. And oh, by the way, we actually have sound effects. So you want to hit that sound effect? No, you do. Just got to have it. Yeah. Come on. Is that the 90s? When did Vanilla Ice come out?
Yeah, I believe it was the 90s.
You wouldn't know.
I believe. That's why I said I believe.
I'm going to say 91. See what you got. Ice Baby.
August 22nd, 1990.
I was pretty darn close.
You were close.
I was 4 months away. All right, listen, we're going to jump into some Ice Baby because Ice Baby, man, they are getting it on. Ice is getting jiggy right now. Did I say that? Boy, I am just driving the hoopty, getting jiggy in the hood.
That's the last time I get a hip-hop sound effect.
Are you embarrassed right now? Was that like a series of dad jokes? Like at this point, you're just cringing? All right, so listen, we're going to come back. We're going to do Ice Baby and just see where it goes, all right? Because I got plenty of stuff on there. By the way, there's a brand-new story breaking on that I need to go get during the break because it appears that we are seeing a breakthrough on Sanctuary City issues. Yeah. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.